This is the Bhajan Darsha Deka Jivan Guru Tera. On page 175, Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev. O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. O my Lord, listen to this prayer. Give me your nam and make me your disciple. O giver, Lord, keep me in your refuge. Rare are the ones who get the grace of the Master. O my Lord, my friend, listen to this request. May your lotus feet dwell within my heart. Nanak makes one request. May I never forget your perfect qualities. O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off.
Darshana Deka Jivan Guru Tera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Darshana Deka Jivan Guru Tera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Eho Binanti Suno Prabhu Mere Eho Binanti Suno Prabhu Mere Denam Kara Apne Chere Denam Kara Apne Chere Darshana Deka Jivan Guru Tera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Apni Sharan Raka Prabhu Date Apni Sharan Raka Prabhu Date Guru Prasad Kine Virale Jate Guru Prasad Ki Ne Virale Jate Darshana Deka Jivan Guru Tera Puran Karma Hoye Prabhu Mera Puran Karma Hoye Prabhu Mera Suno Bino Prabhu Mere Mita Suno Bino Prabhu Mere Mita Charna Kamala Vase Mere Chita Charna Kamala Vase Se mere chita Darshana Deka Jivan Guru Tera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Puran Karma Hoy Prabhu Mera Nanak eke kare aradas Nanak tasa pisarena hi purana guna tasa darshana deka jivan guru tera purana karma hoy prabha mera purana karma hoy prabha mera.
Oh my Lord, listen to this prayer. Give me your Naam, make me your disciple. O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. This is a satsang that Sanchi gave in October 1996 at SKA Retreat. It was given the title, An Obedient Child Pleases the Father. Salutations unto the feet of Supreme Fathers, Lords Almighty Sawan and Kripal, who have given us the opportunity to sing their glory. Guru Nanak Sahib said, we are exhausted by wandering in search for you. Now you give us only one gift, and that is that you give us your Naam. Don't let us waver, and make us do your devotion. O Lord, after wandering a lot, I have come and have fallen at your feet. O Lord, this is the prayer of Nanak. You kindly make me do your devotion. A brief hymn of Swamiji Maharaj is presented to you. It is worth listening to with much attention. Before starting the satsang, I would like to tell you a story which I have told you many times before and which was even published in the magazine, but still I would like to repeat it once again for you. There was a king who had a daughter, and he wanted to marry off his daughter to someone very good and competent. So he made an announcement that whoever would recognize him and find him by the end of the day would be given the hand of his daughter, and also he would place his crown on his head. You know that when such an announcement is made, we all want to go and get married to the princess and also become the king. So all the young men in that state set out to find the king on that particular day which the king had chosen. The king was very wise. He was very clever. So he had disguised himself as a gardener, and he hid himself in a garden. And on the way to the garden, he placed many attractive things. At one place, he had delicious food being cooked and served. At another place, there were prostitutes. Somewhere, there was a lot of the wealth and riches of this world. Somewhere, they were playing very melodious music. The meaning is that on the way, there were so many attractions, so many things where people could be stopped. So when people started on their way to find the king, some of them, those who had the desire for the delicious food, they followed the smell of the delicious foods and they just stayed there. Some people who were desirous of lust got stopped by the prostitutes. Some people who had the desire to collect the worldly riches, the wealth and the material things, they went on collecting all the riches and the wealth which was laid out over there. Some people who liked to hear good music just remained there where they were playing good music. In this way, even though they had set out to find the king, but still, because of all these different attractions on the way, they were stopped at one or another place. But there was a young man different from the other people, and he was very determined. All the attractions did not attract him because, he thought, once I find the king, I can enjoy all these things easily. First of all, let me go and find the king. So without paying any attention to all the things which came on his way, he went ahead, and finally he got to the place where the king had hidden himself. The king was wearing dirty rags because he was dressed up as a gardener, but still that young man recognized him, because no matter in how much dirty clothes you wrap up a diamond or a ruby, but still you cannot hide its brilliance. In the same way, even though the king was wearing all the dirty clothes, but still his glory could not be hidden. So when the young man found the king, he said, O your majesty, O Lord, now you reveal yourself to me. The king became very pleased with him, and he placed his crown on his head, and he also married his daughter off to that young man. This is just a story. What is the reality? The reality is that God Almighty is the king, and he wants to marry off his daughter, devotion, to us. The holy scriptures, the holy books, which the saints and masters have written for our benefit, are like that holy announcement that the king made to find an eligible partner for his daughter. So through their words, through their talks, and through their books, the perfect masters let us know, they make this announcement, that whosoever realizes God Almighty, whosoever recognizes them, will be given the daughter of God Almighty. They will be married to the devotion. We are told that if we recognize the king, we will get married to the daughter, and also we will get all the riches of the world. So when we read these words, and when we hear about this, we all want, just like those people, we all want to get up and go and find God Almighty. But on the way, just as that king had spread out all the different attractions, in the same way, in our way also, there are so many obstacles. There are so many attractions. Some people among us, those who are fond of eating good food, get stopped when they find the food. Some people who like to hear the music, they are involved in that. Some people who are desirous of lust, they are always involved with the women. Some people who are craving for the worldly riches, all their life long, they go on collecting the wealth. Even though in the beginning we all set out to find God Almighty, just like those people were stopped because of all these different obstacles and attractions, at one or another place, we get stopped. But just like that young man, who was very determined, and who did not care for any of the worldly things which came on his way, among us also there are some people, there is someone, who does not pay any attention, and who does not care for any of the worldly things, and who goes straight towards his goal. Master Kripal Singh used to say that the truth never perishes completely. It always remains. Just like that, always there are people who are determined to find God Almighty, and they do not get trapped by any of the traps laid down by the negative power. So giving up all the attractions and removing all the obstacles, when those determined ones go and realize God Almighty, he gives them his daughter, the devotion, and also carrying all the prosperities, he sits within them. And just like that king placed his crown on the head of the young man who had found him, in the same way those who realize God Almighty makes them as himself. Dear ones, we see that nowadays so much progress has been made, so many things have been discovered, a lot of research has happened. You know how much the scientists have researched, and they have even gone to the planets. They have searched for the stars and moons. But even after searching for so much, even after discovering so many things, still mankind doesn't seem to be quiet and peaceful. Every person is frightened, and every person is unhappy. All the people who made these atomic bombs, they all claim that in no time they can demolish and ruin the entire world. No one says that they have got any peace of mind, and no one says that they can do any good with all the searches they have made. Dear ones, the worldly search which the people have done is still going on, but the search which the perfect masters and the saints do, we should understand, we should figure out, we should know what kind of search that is. From the hymn, O dear ones, search for the Satguru. He is the only precious jewel. He gives darshan to those who have the grace of God. We know that all those who are born have to leave this world one day. We also know when death comes, at that time the family members are sitting around the person who is leaving the body, but they don't know from which side the angel of death came and where he has taken that person. So when they don't even know who came and from where he came and where he has taken the soul, how can they help that person? All of those whom we understand as our mother, father, brother, friend, all our life long, we understand them as our very own. And all the worldly riches, all the houses and palaces and all the different things which we make, when death comes, none of these things come to rescue us, and none of these things go with us. Not even the body, whom we consider as our very own, goes with us. Either we consign this body to the flames or we bury it under the ground. So Swamiji Maharaj says that first of all, you search for the Satguru. If anything is best in this world, it is the search for the Satguru. The question arises, why do we have to search for a Satguru? Because the liberation is in Nam, and Satguru manifests that Nam within us. Nam is that thing which is going to go with us in the end time, and it is the only thing which will help us. Satguru is with us even in this world. Outside also, he connects us with that Nam. And through his satsang, he creates the yearning, love and affection for the Nam within us. Even in all the inner planes, the Satguru is with us. He helps us in that plane where the Lord of Judgment asks for the account. In fact, he already has taken our account from the Lord of Judgment, and he does not let us go on the plane or to the plane where the Lord of Judgment exists. Here in the court of Almighty God, Satguru himself takes us in front of God Almighty, and he makes us receive the forgiveness from God Almighty. He tells God Almighty, "This is your forgotten jiva, and now he has come to ask for the forgiveness." Swamiji Maharaj used to say that on the one hand, we are collecting all the wealth, all those things which are going to remain here and which are not going to go with us. Satguru and the Nam are the only two things that will go with us. They help us here, and they also help us in the beyond. Guru Nanak Sahib has said that those who go along with you are called the true friends. Those who are seen in the place where the accounts are asked for, they are the true friends. O dear one, search for the Satguru. He is the only precious jewel. He gives darshan to those who have the grace of God. Master Kripal used to say that the law of demand and supply always works. Always the hungry get the food and the thirsty get the water. Dear ones, if we have the strong pull, strong love, faith, and yearning in our within, that God Almighty who is sitting within us and who is watching everything of ours, who is weighing our devotion as in a balance, when he sees that strong pull, love, and yearning, he himself calls us toward him. For a perfect master, the distance does not make any difference. Either he himself will come to us, or he will find some way to bring us to him. Lovingly, he says that when the masters give us the holy initiation, they sit within us in the form of the Shabad. And then they wait for that time when the disciple would give up the slavery of the mind and the organs of senses and develop the receptivity. As we go on developing our receptivity, the master goes on giving the things to us. According to our receptacle, he fills it. But what do we do? Every day, by criticizing, by backbiting, by the passions, and all the other things, we make our soul dirty. In this way, the grace which the Master showers upon us is used only for our cleaning. When those who have made their vessel, those who have made their soul clean, come in such groups and tell me about their experiences, it gives me much pleasure. But there are dear ones, like Guru Nanak Sahib has said, he has given the example of the hard lentil, that even though it is soaked in the water and is cooked with the other lentils, but still it does not absorb the water. It does not accept the heat, and it doesn't soften. And while eating the lentils, if you happen to get that hard lentil in your mouth, it spoils the taste of the whole dish. So there are people like those hard lentils also. Whenever they come, they always have the complaints. You can imagine that how much I become happy, how much it pleases me when dear ones tell me about their meditations. The hymn, getting the darshan, they go to Sat Lok and bow down at the feet of Sat Nam. We know that the teacher pays more attention to that student who works according to the instructions of the teacher and who takes interest in the studies. The same thing is true in the relationship of the disciple with the master. For the disciple who obeys the instructions of the master and works hard, the master himself pulls him up. Getting the darshan, they go to Sat Lok and bow down at the feet of Sat Nam. What is the use of having the darshan of the master? Swamiji Maharaj lovingly said that when the master connects us with that Nam, and when we meditate upon that Nam after rising above the stars, sun, and moon, when we go in the within, he connects us with that darshan of the Sat Nam, which is in our within. The disciple who manifests the form of the Satguru in his within does not get stopped by any supernatural powers. He makes Sat Nam or Sat Purush as his deity, and he knows that this is where he has to reach. The correct Nam is obtained from the Satguru. Without Satguru, all the jivas drift away. Earlier, what do? We understand the words as the true Nam. If we are born in the Sikh religion, we understand Waheguru as the true Nam. If we are born in the Muslim religion, we understand that the word Allah, Allah, is the true Nam. If we are born as Christians, we understand that God is the true Nam. If we are born in the Hindu religion, we understand that Rama is the true Nam. And that is why we always go on repeating these names according to the religions we are born in. The perfect masters lovingly tell us, these are the names of God Almighty which the perfect masters have given, and we have to respect all these names, but we have to go and find that power which is described by these names. Just by repeating these words, these names, we are not going to get to that power. Just by repeating rock candy, we cannot get any sweetness in our mouth. We have to find it and eat it, and only then will we get the taste of it. In the same way, just by repeating these names, we are not going to get to that power. We have to go within and find that power ourselves. Satguru gives us that nam to meditate upon, which cannot be seen by these eyes, which are made of flesh. He gives us the spiritual eyes, the divine eyes, to see that nam. The hands which we have do not work over there, so Satguru gives us the spiritual hands to work with over there. This tongue which we have cannot repeat that nam, cannot do the meditation of that nam, so Satguru gives us the spiritual tongue to meditate upon nam. With the feet which we have, we cannot climb to that heaven, so Satguru gives us the spiritual legs with which we can go and climb that highest mountain of spirituality. Dear ones, in the beginning, the Satguru makes us repeat the nam, repeat the simran, which he himself has meditated upon. It is a means through which we can connect ourselves with that dunatmak nam, which is within us. We have the habit of hearing the sound from outside for birth after birth. That is why in the beginning we have to take the help of those outer ears to hear the sound current. God has thrown the veil behind our eyes and he has taken us out. In the beginning we do not know how to look, how to see those things. So that is why the masters tell us that we have to concentrate at the eye center and we have to look in our within. Dear ones, when our efforts are completed, when we finish our efforts to reach here at the eye center, then, as Kabir said, the condition of the meditator becomes like this. The meditator says, neither do I move the rosary, nor do I repeat the name of Ram, because my Ram, my beloved Lord, is within me. He meditates upon me, and I relax. Paul Tusab has written his own experience. We, the forgetful souls, always understand the Master as a human being. But the Masters who have known the Master, what do they say? Paul Tu says, if a disciple perspires, it means that the blood of the Master is coming out. If a disciple perspires, the Master fans him. Lovingly, he says that the true Nam, which has been present here ever since the beginning of this creation, can be had from the perfect Master. Without Nam, we come in the illusion and we leave in the illusion. The jivas are involved in the wheel of 84, being deluded by the passions, eating, name, and fame. Swamiji Maharaj says that these poor souls come from the cycle of 84 lakhs of births and deaths, and they go back into the same cycle. For what reason do they come into this world, and why do they go back into that cycle? For eating, drinking, name, and fame, and the worldly riches. Dear ones, even if the whole world would get together and garland us, give us the name and fame, still we would not be content. The desire to have more name and fame would be created. In my life, I have gotten the opportunity to live with a couple of kings. Usually the kings have so many servants around them. I have seen that they had so many servants, so many cooks, and I saw them filling up their plates. You get less contentment, less satisfaction, if you are desirous for more. Dear ones, he who is the friend of God Almighty lives his life in this way. He eats half a chapati, and the other half he distributes to the poor and needy ones. He who does the devotion of God Almighty is content with half a chapati and distributes the rest to the needy so somebody else could satisfy himself. If we have got the taste of the Nam, whenever we eat the food, we always remember the Master and we turn our attention to God Almighty. So if we have got the taste of the Nam, just like the saints, whenever they eat the food, they offer it to God Almighty. They take their attention to God Almighty. So that is why the taste which they get from the food cannot be described. The disease of name and fame is spread. Many great ones have suffered its blows. Dear ones, this is also a disease with which the negative power has afflicted the souls, the disease of becoming big. Everyone craves to become bigger than the others. Dear ones, we read the newspapers and we listen to the radio and we hear how one country is ready to throw the bombs on the other country. And they do throw the bombs on the other country only because they want to become big. When one remains small within, then his soul joins the Shabda. Now Swamiji Maharaj lovingly explains that saints do not mean that if God Almighty has given you the name and fame, if you have the wealth and riches, that you should throw them away. The masters say, no, whatever you have been given, you should use those things and understand that all those things belong to God Almighty. If you have been given name and fame, if people are praising you, or if you have the wealth and the riches of this world, understand that it is the grace of the Master. While having all these things, do the devotion of God Almighty. Remember him. If we will do the devotion of God Almighty along with having all these things, then the feeling of being humble and being small in your within will come to you by itself. Dear ones, history bears the witness, and it is my personal experience also, that great kings, emperors, and even the big officers come to the saints and perfect masters. The masters do not tell them to give up their position or to give up their riches and wealth and then do the devotion of God Almighty. Masters say, if God Almighty has rewarded you for your good karmas, and if you have been given all these things, then using this gift, serve the people and also do the devotion of God. Without the Shabda, all the world is blind. All are deluded without the Shabda. Swamiji Maharaj doesn't spare any particular religion or community. He says that without the Shabad, the entire world, everyone, is blind, and they are in illusion. Because that Shabad cannot be sung, and it cannot be read, it cannot be written in any particular words, it is the power which is within everyone. Those who have done the meditation of Shabda and know its secret have got the essence. In the satsang of the perfect masters, no special preference is given to anyone. Whether one is a man or a woman, whether he is a Sikh or a Christian or Hindu or Muslim, anyone who gets the Nam from the perfect master and who meditates upon it gets to know the Sar Shabad. Recognize the Guru who is absorbed in the Shabda. I tell you the perfect address. No doubt is left in the Bani of the saints. If in one statement they have a question, in the next statement they answer it. Dear ones, he had said that without the Master, we do not get the Shabad, and without the Shabad, we do not achieve the liberation. In the Bani of the saints, the perfect masters and the imperfect masters are often mentioned, because the truth has always been copied. If we read the Bani of the saints, we can save ourselves from the deception. You may read the history of the world. Guru Nanak made a bed of stones and pebbles for 11 years, even though he had all the comforts and conveniences available to him. But still, in order to demonstrate to the other people in the world, he chose to, and he made a bed of pebbles for 11 years. In the same way, reading the history of Kabir and reading the histories of Baba Sawan Singh, Baba Jamal Singh, Master Kirpal Singh, we come to know how hard they worked in meditation. They would tie up their hair to a nail, and all night long they would stay awake in meditation. Dear ones, often I have told you about how the mother who brought me up, how much she loved me and how much she cared for me. She would feed me with her own hands. Still, when I went to Baba Bishan Das, how much I loved his rebukes and beatings which he gave me, how much I liked the hard work which he made me do. Baba Bishan Das showered so much grace on me, for which my soul was ever grateful to him. First of all, he made me reduce my food intake, and gradually he made me give it up completely, and then he made me eat only the vegetables. Dear ones, it is easier to say than to do. It is very difficult to give up the food. Farid Sahib said, the hunger is worse than death. In the beginning, when the hunger started bothering me, I cried out. I said, I'm going to die. But Babaji said, you have died so many times, you won't lose anything. Now you will live. Finally, he kept me on the broth of vegetables. After making me give up that, he kept me only on milk for a long time. Later on, after making me give up that, he gave me a little bit of clarified butter. Gradually, he made me give up that also. And then for a long time, he kept me on hot water mixed with a little salt. In this way, when I completed my practices, then I started eating gradually. I started eating the vegetable broth, and then gradually, I started eating a little bit of food. Balwant, who has been gifted to me by beloved Lord Kripal as a daughter. In the beginning, when I did not tell her, when there was no salt in the food, she would ask me why I didn't tell her that there was no salt in the food. So I told her, "Dear one, I don't know anything about taste. I did not eat much food in my life, and I don't know anything about the taste." That is why in one of those bhajans I have written that by enjoying the pleasures, the inner veil does not get lifted up. One has to work hard for it. Often I have said that before we take initiation from any master, first of all, we should read about his life and find out if he has made any sacrifices in his life, if he has spent 10 or 20 years searching for God Almighty, and if he has done any devotion. The eye of our discrimination has gone blind. We don't see any difference between a saint and a non-saint. We understand him as a Mahant or as a saint who is accompanied by 10 or 20 people. So Swamiji Maharaj says that before going to a Satguru, before going to receive the initiation from him, first of all, find out whether he has done any meditation on Nam or not. Such a Mahatma who has done the meditation in his early life, once again he becomes very happy to meditate with his disciples in order to demonstrate to them. That is why Swamiji Maharaj says, search for the Satguru who has become one with a Shabad. What kind of Satguru? The one who has been in contact with Satpurush. Guru Arjan Dev Maharaj says, Satguru is the name of the one who has known the Satpurush. In his company, the disciples get the liberation. Nanak says, in his company, they meditate upon Nam. The iron floats on the surface of the water in the company of the wood. In the same way, we also get the liberation. We also float on the surface of the ocean of life in the company of the perfect master. Open your eyes and see him nearby. How else can I explain it? Swamiji Maharaj says that such Mahatmas do not involve you in the search for God Almighty outside. They don't say that God is sitting on top of some mountain or that he is sitting in some cave or in some temple or that he is hidden somewhere in the holy scriptures. Dear ones, there is water on the right and left, up and down of the fish, but unless she inverts herself, she cannot drink. She remains thirsty. In the same way, unless we divert our attention, unless we invert ourselves, we cannot get the love of the Master. Bhula Shah has said, God is not separate from you, but you don't have the eye through which you can see him. O dear one, if you do not recognize him, you will remain in the cycle of bodies. Swamiji Maharaj further says that it is a matter of our fate. The Masters come in this world and they say so many things aloud. They tell us all these things, but if you don't take advantage of them, then it means that it is not in your fate. Dear ones, the guard uses the alarm. He wakes the people up. Those who pay attention to what the guard is saying get up and they are able to protect their wealth. But those who don't listen to the guard and who keep sleeping, they are plundered. In the same way, the masters come into this world and they tell us to awake. Those who listen to them, they protect themselves. Those who don't, they are plundered. The Satguru comes to this world and he cries aloud, "Oh, my dear ones, awake. Whatever I had to say, I have said. Radhaswami has said so." Now Swamiji Maharaj says, "I have lovingly explained to you in every single way that the human body is very precious, and the search for the perfect master is even more precious. Now when we have got the perfect master, then it is up to us to do what the master is asking us to do." He says, "I have told you what you should be doing. What are the things which are part of you? Now it is up to you to decide if you want to do it or not. If you will do what I am telling you to do, it will be for your benefit." An obedient son always obeys his father. He is never a burden on him. He stands on his own feet, and in this way he pleases his father. In the same way, those who obey the commandments of the Master by meditating and who stand on their own feet are like that obedient son of the Father. They do not become a burden on the Master. But the others, like us, who don't do the meditation, they become a burden, like that son who does not obey and does not stand on his own feet. I was going to read this farewell talk, but I'll just read a bit of it. It was a compelling talk that Sanchi gave in February of 1997, entitled No More Time to Sleep. The place where your beloved is not talked about, that congregation, that meeting is not acceptable to us. We don't like to go to the place where they don't talk about our beloved, and it is like a sin to attend such a meeting where the beloved is not remembered and the beloved is not talked about. When we talk about our beloved, we do not know how the time went by. We neither feel boredom nor do we feel tired. We never feel exhausted, and we never feel aware of how long it has been that we have been talking about the beloved. Dear ones, it is a very surprising thing that even though I used to go to the feet of Master Baba Sawan Singh Ji since my childhood, Master Kirpal Singh was also there. And even though I heard many bhajans written by Master Kirpal Singh, which were sung by Taiji, at that time I did not know that those bhajans were written by that great master who was going to bring the coolness to my heart in the future. I got many opportunities to come very close to Master Sawan Singh, to see him from very close, and just like a child, I got many opportunities to touch his feet. I got many privileges, many opportunities to come very close to Master Sawan Singh and to hear him. The love which Master Sawan Singh used to pour out and give to the dear ones was beyond any description. It cannot be described in words. And when he would laugh in such a way that it would feel as if his whole body was laughing, and it would feel as if flowers were coming out of his mouth when he was laughing. Many times he would attract the souls with his smiles and his laughs. Many times he would attract the souls by his walking. Many times he would be talking to someone, and someone else would be feeling the intoxication. Dear ones, fortunate were the souls who got the company to sit at the feet of beloved Master Sawan Singh. They had very good fortune that they were able to sit at his feet, and anyone who saw him just once, if they saw him with much love and faith in him, they could not forget his form. In one of the bhajans I have written, the way he smiled, the way he was, if anyone saw him just once with love, he could not forget him. And I'm going to skip a little further into this talk. Dear ones, I have done the meditation in my life. I have suffered a great amount of hunger and thirst. I know the reason why my body is so weak. Since I gave up eating food for a long time, that is why any food intake has been reduced. And still I am not able to eat very much. And you know that when you cannot eat enough food, when you cannot eat enough fruit and other things, then the life goes on only on the support of God Almighty. The meaning of saying this is that this relationship is very solid. It will never break. This is the reason that all the masters, all the saints have said of their masters, "You are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend, you are everything." So, dear ones, this is an unbreakable relationship, and you should appreciate this. Now there is no more time to sleep. This is the time to wake up. So appreciate this time and make the best use of this time. Do not misunderstand my words. Don't think that I'm saying give up your relationship with your wife or your husband or give up your homes, give up your families. I don't mean to say that. What I mean to say is that you should become sannyasis. You should become detached from all those things from within. You should do your meditation so much that you may go within and reach that place, after reaching which all the desires come to an end.
ਬੜਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਰਸ਼ਵ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਜਦ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਨਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਹੈ ਹਰ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਰਾਜਮਾਨ ਹੈ ਦੇਹ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਹੁਕਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਰਗੁਣ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਨਿਰਗੁਣ ਵੀ ਹੈ
This is a very loving Shabad. Even though God Almighty resides within everyone, He is all-pervading, but still He is different, He is unique. He lives in the body as long as it is in the will of Lord. And because of the body, He is the one with all the qualities and He is without the qualities.
This is the one who is in the world. We see inside and we see ourselves.
We get this understanding only when we go within and see the truth. With our own eyes.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੰਤ ਉਸ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਦਦ ਮਦਿੱਤਾ ਤੋਂ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਪਿਆਸ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਉਹ ਪੀਣ ਦੀ ਯੁਕਤੀ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ.
When God wants to forgive any soul, first of all, he brings that soul in the contact of the master, in the contact of the saint, and the saint connects him with the naam for which he has been yearning since his many past lifetimes. That naam is often called as the nectar, it is called as the water of the life.
ਉਹ ਜੀ ਭਾਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ, ਉੱਚੇ ਭਾਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ, ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ, ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
Those souls are the fortunate ones. In fact, those souls are the most fortunate ones who, while living, get to come in the company, come in the presence of the Master. And those who get to do the devotion of Almighty Lord by coming in the company of the Masters.
Sant Mahatma sanu dasde hai ke do raste hai. Ik niche 84 di taraf narka di taraf janda hai. Dusra ਉੱਪਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਰੋਗ ਮਿਟਾਉਣ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Masters tell us that there are two paths. One goes down in the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths, which is full of suffering. Other one goes upward to Sachkhand to finish the pain of the birth and death.
ਆਪ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਨੀਚੇ ਨਰਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ 84 ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਰਸਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਗਿਆਨਤਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਿਛੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਫਸਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮਾਨ ਵਿਦਿਆਈ 'ਚ ਫਸਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਿਆਨਤਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਧੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਿੱਧ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਦੱਸੀ ਹੋਈ ਯੁਕਤੀ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਉੱਪਰਲੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉੱਧਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗਿਆਨ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਸੱਚੀ ਰਹਿਨਮਾਈ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ, ਉਹ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਕਦਮ ਕਦਮ ਤੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ.
Lovingly the master tells us that the path which goes downward to the hells, to the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths, that path involves us in the ignorance, it involves us in the sensual pleasures and the name and fame and all the things of the world, and that path takes us to the hell, that path takes us to the life which is full of sufferings, and we always remain in the darkness of the ignorance. Whereas the path which goes up to the Sachkhand, which the masters have shown to us, on that path we get the light, we get that nectar, and not only that, at every single step of that path we meet that master who has given us the naam initiation, and he is always prepared, he is always ready to give us the right direction.
Mahatma sanu dasde hai 84 da rasta chhad ke, nark da rasta chhad ke, san Sachkhand da rasta ਪੱਕੇ ਦਿਲ ਨਾਲ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਮਨ ਨਾਲ ਪਕੜਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਆਪਦੀ ਮੰਜ਼ਿਲ ਤੇ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ.
Masters tell us that giving up the path of the 84 lakhs births and deaths and giving up the path of the hell and sufferings, we should start walking on the path which goes to Sachkhand, and once we are on this path with our complete determination, wholeheartedly, we should keep following that path and reach our destination Sachkhand.
ਇਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰਮਤ ਔਰ ਮਨਮਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ. ਗੁਰਮਤ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਗਿਆਨਤਾ ਚੋਂ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਹੈ, ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਲਿਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਗਿਆਨ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਲਿਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਨਿਵਾਰਨ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਲਿਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ 'ਚੋਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਤਰੀ ਹੈ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ 'ਚੋਂ ਉੱਧਰ ਲਿਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੋ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਨਮਤ ਹੈ, ਮਨ 'ਤੇ ਚੱਲਣ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਰਕ ਔਰ 84 ਮਿਲਦੇ ਹੈ, ਅਗਿਆਨਤਾ ਅੰਧੇਰਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਟ ਵੀ ਕਾਲ ਐਜ਼ ਦੀ ਮਨਮਤ ਔਰ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂਮਤ ਔਰ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ. By following the path of the masters, we come out from the darkness of the ignorance. We get to know the real way of living, and we get to our real home from where our soul had separated. We get back to Sachkhand. Whereas by following the path of our mind, we get to the hell. We go to the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths.
Jada santan de dasse hoye simran nu karde hain, dona akhan de darmiyan akagrata kar lende hain. ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼, ਤਾਰੇ, ਸੂਰਜ, ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਰੂਪ ਵੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਰਹਿਨਮਾਈ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ, ਉਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਸੱਚਾ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਸੱਚੀ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਠਾਠਾ ਮਾਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
When we do the meditation of the Naam according to the instructions of the Masters, and when we concentrate at the eye center as per the guidance of the Master, then when we go to the inner planes, only then we become the true disciples of the Master, and when we see the Master in his real form in our within, Only after that, the true respect for the Master is developed within us, and then our respect for the Master is limitless.
ਜੋ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਗਏ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸਚਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਹੈ, ਅੰਦਰਲੇ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਮਹਾਨਤਾ ਹੈ, ਕੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਤੜਫ ਸੀ, ਕਿੰਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੀ, ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ ਲੋਚਦੇ ਸਨ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਪਿਆਸ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀ.
From reading the Bani of the Mahatmas who have gone within and have seen the glory of the Master in their own self, within themselves, we come to know that how much love, appreciation they had for the Master and how much they used to yearn for the darshan of the Master and how much respect they had in their mind for their Master.
Yes, Guru Arjan Dev da main tuhade agge shabd rakhan lagya hai, thodiyan hi lena hai, tusi aam taur te satsang vich vi is nu padde rehne ho. ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਦੀ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੈਰ ਮਨੁੱਖੀ ਤਸੀਹੇ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਹੀਦ ਕੀਤਾ, ਗਰਮ ਰੇਤਾ ਸਿਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਵਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ, ਤੱਤੇ ਤਵੇ 'ਤੇ ਬਿਠਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਨੂੰ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੰਨਿਆ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਲੋਕ ਜਾਂ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਜੀਵ ਕੀ ਵਿਗਾੜ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੱਲ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਾਡੀ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਜਾਂ ਬੁਖਾਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ, ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹੋਰ ਕੋਈ ਆਪਤਾਪ ਹੋਵੇ, ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਸਹੇੜੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ 'ਤੇ ਅਪਾਉ ਲੈ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪੱਤਰ ਵੀ ਲਿਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦਇਆ ਕਰੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਹੀਰਾ ਲਾਲ ਸ਼ੇਠ ਦੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਆਪਾਂ ਕੋ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਦਾ ਆਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਬੜੇ ਤੋਂ ਬੜਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਨੇ ਇਹ ਹੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਪੱਤਰ ਨਾ ਪਾਇਓ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਬਾਹਰੀ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਗਾ. ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਚਿਆਈ ਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹ ਸਚਿਆਈ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਆਪਣਾ ਬੋਝਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਉੱਪਰ ਸਿੱਟੀਏ ਜਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ 'ਤੇ ਬੋਝਾ ਬਣੀਏ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਬ੍ਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਯੂ. It's a very brief hymn, only a few lines, and you people read or sing that bhajan very often in the Sangat. It talks about the love of the Master. You know about Guru Arjan Dev, that how he was tortured by the administrators, by the government of that time, and he was given inhuman tortures. He was even made to sit on the hot coals, the hot burning sand was thrown on his head, but whatever came in the will of Lord, he accepted that gladly, and he understood that the will of Lord Almighty is sweet, and he did not complain. He always sang the glory of his Master, and he always remembered his Master. He did not complain, and he did not ask for any help, because he used to go within, and he knew that whatever is coming in the will of Lord. And what is our condition? If we have a little bit of pain, or if we have any little bit of difficulty, even though that may be because of our own karma, if anything goes wrong in our life, even though that may be because of our own doings, but still we would always write to the Master, we would always ask for his help. But those who go in the within, they never put such a burden on the Master, because they know that what the Master is and what they are getting is according to his will, and that is good for them. So that is why they never ask the Master to help them, they never put any burden on the Master. The example of Sayyid Hira Lal Pappu's father is in front of you. Even though he was suffering a great deal, he had a very big operation done, but he said that do not write to Master about this, because he knows everything from the within, and we should not bother him, we should not burden him from outside. So the truth is always there. There are many dear ones, those who go within, who do not want to burden the Master. They always remain happy in the will of the Master, because they know that Master is almighty, he knows everything, and we should not bother him with all these things outwardly, since he knows everything and whatever he is supposed to do, he will do that.
San Mahatma di baniyan to pata lagda hai ke guru de darshan kinne mahaan hunde hai. Inna darshanan devi devte vi lochde rahe, yogi lochde rahe. Unna ne ghar baar chhad ditta, jangla ja ke dere laaye, bhukhan pyaasan ch rahiya, lekin oh sohne didar shabd roop guru de unna nu na mile. ਅਨੇਕ ਦਿਲ ਦਲਗੀਰ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਨਾ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਇਨਾਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਸੀਬ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਸ ਮਹਾਨ ਗੁਰੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਲਿਖ ਦਿੱਤੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰ ਸਕੇ।
From the writings of the Mahatmas, we come to know that how much they yearned for the darshan of their master and how much important the darshan of the master was for them, and how many people, many yogis and many other so-called holy men, they went in the jungles, they left their homes, they become renunciates only to get a glimpse of that beloved Lord in the form of the master. But since it was not written in their fate, they did not get it and they became very disappointed, they became very sad. We are very fortunate ones because God Almighty has written in our destiny. He has given us these blessings and He has given us the opportunity to have the darshans of our Master. We are very fortunate one, and that is why He has always kept us with Him and always He has given us His darshan.
Maharaj Savan Singh da naam leva si. Ajkal Pakistan ilaka ban gaya hai. Jada wale da si Chatardas Mahatma. Oh kehnda si ga ke sone di ਸੋਹਣੇ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਲੋਕ ਫਕੀਰ ਪਏ, ਸੋਹਣੇ ਨੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਸੁੱਕੇ ਮਿਲਕ ਮਿਸਲ ਹਰੀੜ ਪਏ, ਵਸਤੀ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾਏ ਡੇਰੇ, ਆਪ ਕਹਿ ਲਗੇ ਵਸਤੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਜੰਗਲਾਂ 'ਚ ਡੇਰੇ ਲਾ ਲਏ, ਸੋਹਣੇ ਨੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਲੱਖਾਂ ਦਿਲ ਦਲਗੀਰ ਹੋਏ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਦਲਗੀਰ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਕਿ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਮਿਲਦਾ।
Mahatma Chatardas was an initiate of Master Savan Singh and he was from a place called Jandiawala, which is now in Pakistan. He had written that many people became fakirs only because they wanted to have the darshan of the beloved, but they did not get the darshan. Many people did not eat in the remembrance and only yearning for the darshan of the beloved. They even made their body very skinny. They dried their body, but still they did not get the darshan of the beloved. Because the beloved did not give them the darshan, that is why they became disappointed, they became very sad. Even though they did so many things to have the darshan of the beloved, but still it was not in their fate and they could not have his darshan.
Suhi Mahalla Panjwa Panna 741 Darshan Dekh Jeevan Gur Tera Puran Karam Hoye Prab Mera ਇਹ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਸੁਣ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਮੇਰੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਕਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਚੇਰੇ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਅੱਗੇ ਬੜੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੇਰਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਈ ਪੂਰਨ ਕਰਮ ਮਾਨੇ ਸਾਥ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਪਿਛਲੇ ਜਨਮ ਉੱਗ ਪਏ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਮਿਲ ਗਏ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਮੰਨਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਚੇਲਾ ਬਣਾ ਲੈ, ਆਪਣਾ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਬਣਾ ਲੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਜ਼ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਅ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੋਰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਈਫ, ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਐਨੀ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਕਰਮ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਪਾਸਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਿਚ ਸਪਲਾਟਡ ਆਊਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਯੂ, ਆਈ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਕੰਪਨੀ. Now I have only one request, only one prayer, that giving me your naam initiation, you make me your disciple.
Kitni nimrata hai, sachkhand pahunch ke bhi mahatma ajay bhi ichha rakhde hai ki assi aap de guru dev de chele hi bane rahiye, shishi bane rahiye.
You see how much humility he has, even after reaching sachkhand and even after becoming the perfect master, still the perfect master always wish and they yearn to remain the disciples of their master.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਆਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਕੌਣ ਸੀ, ਨੂਰ ਦੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੌਣ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੀ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਹਿਰਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਗਦਗਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ,
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰਾਟ ਦੈਮ ਟੂ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ, ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰਾਟ ਦੈਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਪਲੇਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਈਟ, ਦੇ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰਾਟ ਦੈਮ ਹੇਅਰ। ਆਫਨ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਨੀਫਿਟਡ ਬਾਈ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, his heart should be overwhelmed and he should always be grateful to his master for all the grace he has received from him.
That talk was from February 3rd, 1990 in Rajasthan. This bhajan is now we're going to sing is on page 169, Nam Tumara Hiradevase by Guru Arjan Dev. Let your Nam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints. From the Lord I ask for one donation, that all my desires may be fulfilled, so that I may repeat your Nam. Let your feet reside in my heart. Let me have the company of the saints, so that the fire of passions may not spread in my mind, and day and night I may sing your praise. When I have good health, and also when I don't, let me serve God, and in my middle age let me meditate upon him. Nanak says, those who are dyed in the color of God do not take birth and die again. Let your Nam reside in my heart, and let me have the company of the saints.
Nama tumara hiradevase santanaka sangapavo. Nama tumara hiradevase santanaka sangapavo. Mango ramate ikadana, ramate ikadana. Mango ramate ikadana, ramate ikadana. Sagalo mano purana hove simaro tumara nama.
Sagala manorata purana hove simaro tumara nama.
Nama tumara hiradevase santanaka sangapavo. Nama tumara hiradevase santanaka sangapavo. Charana tumare hiradevase santanaka sangapavo.
Charana tumare hiradevase santanaka sangapavo.
So gagana ma mana bihape atapahara guna gavo.
So gagana ma mana bihape atapahara guna gavo.
Nama tumara hiradevase santanaka sangapavo. Nama tumara hiradevase santanaka Savasata bevasata hara ki seva Marianta prabha japana.
Savasata bevasata hara ki seva Marianta prabha japana.
Nanakaranga laga parmeshara bohara jana mana japana
nanakaranga
laga parmeshara bohara jana mana japana namatu
Let your Nam reside in my heart and let me have the company of the saints. May God bless us all.